Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the section on sufficing on little as far as a person's clothing is concerned, as far as his food and as far as his drink is concerned, and also living a very simple life. So we're doing various ahadiths on the personal life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and what simplicity was in the home of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as far as these things are concerned, as far as his food, as far as his drink, why his clothing and living conditions, etc., are concerned. So today's hadith, and Anas radiallahu anhu qal, Rahana Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dir'ahu bi sha'irin, wa mashaytu ila Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi khubzi sha'irin, wa ihalatin sanikhatin, wa laqad sami'atuhu yaqul, ma asbaha li ali Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sa'un, wa la amsa, wa innahum la tis'atu abiyatin, rawahu al-Bukhari. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave his armor in security for barley. Yesterday we explained that one saw is one measure, a volume. Many of us may have seen, it was distributed some time back, a small volume, it was called a mud. It was orange color, it was distributed to many of the masajid. That mud was the amount Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use to make wuzu. So the amount that can fit in a mud, four times that amount is a saw. It's another measure, so it's slightly bigger, it's four times the size of that mud. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given his armor as security to take a saw, that amount of barley as food. So now the exchange for that, Nabi alayhi sallam took it on credit. So to give this as security, if that credit is not paid, then you take this. The question that will come to the mind is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yesterday we did it, it was with a Jew at the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away. So it shows the last portion part of his life. Why did he not do it with one of the Sahaba? Because generally the thought will come that it is better to do trade business with a Muslim. So ulama give a few explanations. One explanation was that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to pay a price for it. Now with a Jew, he'll definitely take the price. And there's no such thing as he's going to write off that loan, that write off that credit. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't want anything for free. So if he went to a Muslim, the Muslim would have given it to him for free. So he didn't want it like this. He wanted to pay for it. That was his first explanation. Another explanation was perhaps Sahaba didn't have this commodity at that time that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted. So therefore he went to this Jew and he purchased it from him. The third explanation is to teach the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when you do business, you can do business with non-Muslims. Then we explain when it goes further that a person is in a business of selling weapons, etc. Then he can even deal with non-Muslims so long as it's not at the time of war. Anyway, moving ahead with this. So this Sahabi says that I took some barley, bread and melted fat which had changed in taste. This melted fat was like oil. But that it had changed in taste. So what it means is that the quality also wasn't good. Simple thing. I took some barley bread, I took some oil, it melted fat. The smell and the taste also of the thing had changed. This was the low quality it was. Anyway, he said, I took it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never had a saw to eat in the morning or the evening. And there were 9 households of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, 9 houses of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have anything to eat, didn't have this amount in the morning or the evening to eat. That was the simplicity of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why we read this and why we take lesson from it is that we should also bring simplicity in our life as far as these things. To want always to have branded clothing, to have very high quality food, we must have a certain type of a dish, a certain type of a drink, and it must be of this cold, it must be of this nature, it must be so hot, if it's a little bit cold we can't eat the food. All these things we must take it out of our lives. Look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having this oil that had changed, smelling, and the smell in it also, the change of the smell had changed, and then it was simple, staple food that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, and that too in his home, he's saying that in the morning or evening there was nothing. So Allah ta'ala has blessed us with so much, we must make shukr for what we got. Don't ever complain and pick out on the food that this is wrong and that is wrong. If we have this quality in us, it will increase us, number one, in making shukr, and number two, it will help us also in doing more dini khidmat, in being more effort, being more helpful to the community. Why? We are not worried so much about our food, but rather we are more worried about the objective that Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world for. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.